This is JIS News. Coming up, insurance plan launched for Jamaican athletes. Agriculture Ministry rolls out support project for poultry farmers and new road traffic act to be debated in the upper house. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government's Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan was officially launched by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at Jamaica House Thursday. The plan will provide basic group health, life and personal accident insurance coverage for some 1,323 athletes from 23 local sports associations and federations beginning February 1. Under this scheme, Garden Life will provide group health, while Allied Insurance Brokers will provide group life and personal accident coverage. Sagicor Life Jamaica is the plan underwriter for life and personal accident insurance.
In launching the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, Jamaica is within the best practices of the international sporting community. We are also trailblazers in this area among developing nations. This is a noteworthy national achievement.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the launch ceremony. Funding support for the insurance plan is being provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Sports Development Fund, National Health Fund, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has launched a $42.9 million support project for poultry and small ruminant farmers to facilitate improved levels of productivity and profit. Over 2,000 farmers are slated to benefit from the initiative, which falls under the ministry's two-year livestock development project. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says under the All-Ireland Small Farmer Poultry Project, farmers registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will receive chicks, feed and training in best practices for production and processing.
This program will provide training and capacity building of farmers in new and improved technologies, poultry production that can be adapted to the Jamaica small farmers context.
Minister Kellyer says the program is also an important step in satisfying demand and reducing the food import bill for meat. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says higher levels of public confidence have been expressed in the most recent survey on consumer and business confidence. Addressing Parliament earlier this week, the Finance Minister noted that consumer confidence surged in the fourth quarter of 2015, recording a 20% increase from the prior quarter and reaching its second highest since the closing quarter of 2008.
Optimism improved in all regions of the country, and all components of the overall confidence index improved, with the largest gains recorded in expected employment growth. The current survey recorded the most favorable job outlook since 2008.
As it relates to business confidence, Dr. Phillips points out that firms have become more confident that their revenues and profits will remain strong, allowing them to expand their investments in productive capacity in the year ahead. He says overall, the average quarter readings during 2015 indicated that firms held the most favorable expectations of their finances in the history of the surveys. And debate on the new Road Traffic Act is expected to begin in the upper house today. The bill, which proposes major legislative changes to the 1938 Act, covers areas such as the establishment of the Island Traffic Authority, the Road Code, classification of vehicles, and offenses relating to the licensing of a driver. It also proposes increases in the fines for certain traffic violations. The new law also seeks to make motorcycle drivers more accountable in order to reduce the yearly number of road crashes. If approved, motorcyclists will no longer be permitted to ride using a learner's permit for extended periods. Persons wishing to obtain a learner's will also be required to pass the road code test before a permit is granted. In 2015, 111 motorcycle drivers died in road crashes, representing a 71% increase over 2014. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.